the way we describe our work isn't the fullness of our energy signature. This is important because our energy signature is communicated through many ways, not just the words that we use. And so the question that I was asked was, how do I feel when about, you know, this person saying, hey, I saw someone else's, the way they described their work, and I really liked some of the words they use, some of the phrases. And is it wrong to borrow those words or phrases to use in my own description, meaning my about page or my bio, or when I introduce myself on a podcast or something like that? I have a separate video about what I think from the other side, like when someone copies you. You can look for that video. I'll try to link it below when it's available. But when it comes to us copying others or emulating others, not literally, we're not going to copy, you know, huge sections of their sales, of their about page or their bio or whatever. Probably not. Hope not, because then it's not indicative of the work we've done to reveal, uncover our own energy signature. However, there are a limited number of words in the world, especially in certain, you know, niches or industries, you know, certain holistic industries. What are you going to use? You're going to use just a limited number of words and descriptors that feel right to you, but it also feels right to 500,000 other people. Okay. So back to the question, what if I see, let's say, a colleague who describes their work in the way that, hey, that fits me too. Can I use that as well? And so a couple of pointers I want to say. One is, are the words they're using truly unique to them, or are they quite common descriptors? So for example, if someone calls himself a spiritually based business coach, I'm not going to say, my gosh, that they're probably unique in that. No, I mean, if I Google spiritually based business coach, it's probably 500,000 people or whatever. You know what I mean? First of all, take the phrases that you, gosh, you know, I wish I could use this, but someone else has already used it. Google it and Google it in quotes and see how many people pop up that use those exact words. And if it seems like a lot, I don't know what that number would be. I'm not sure there is an exact number, but if it seems like it's pretty widely used, then it's not unique to your colleague who's using it. They probably got influenced by other people, right? Somewhere else. However, if it's pretty unique. So for example, you know, I started using the term joyful productivity more than 10 years ago. Actually, no, so it's close to 14 years, maybe 15 years. Even. Anyway, I genuinely don't, I didn't search. I should, maybe I did. I'm pretty sure back then I probably searched for it and it seemed really unique and no one else was using it, necessarily using it. If someone like, you know, within no one, I was surprised actually started using that term, not for like 10 years. I was like, what is this, chopped liver? Why is this not term not good? But no one wanted to copy. But eventually people started copying it or started using it. Now, I don't know if they found it from me or independently, you know, their own spirit came up with those combination of words as well. But essentially, if you know somebody who's using a unique descriptor and you've searched online and it's only they're using it, and if they, you know them, then you could ask them, hey, you know what? I really like that descriptor. I really like that phrase, and it fits me really well also. And I just wonder how you felt about if I use that word as well, that phrase, that, you know, whatever. And maybe they're really abundant mind like me. I would be honored. I'm like, oh, you want to use joyful productivity? You want to use authentic business coach as your tagline? Be my guest. That means there's at least two of us in the world, and we're helping to grow the pie for everybody, you know, whoever else comes along as an authentic business coach. So maybe they're abundance minded. Maybe they're not, or maybe you don't know them well enough to ask. Well, then I have another solution for you. Find a synonym for that descriptor. And you can either brainstorm, talk with a friend, or talk with AI, like ChatGPT is brilliant at coming up with wordplay, you know, oh, what about, yeah, you know, I really like this descriptor, this word, this phrase that they're using. What are some alternative ways to talk about it that that doesn't seem like I'm copying them? And then you might want to tell ChatGPT more about the work that you do or the way you want to come across, and then see what the response is. It's going to come up with, and just keep having conversation with it until you come up with an alternative way of doing it. But ultimately, over time, as you keep playing with, just as you keep doing wordplay, and as you keep showing up with your content, your energy signature, you might come up with something that's quote unquote truly unique to you. And at that point, I hope that you will, you know, follow the golden rule. And if, you know, if you believe this as I do, just liberate that word. If someone else wants to use it, go ahead. If someone else wants to use a phrase, go ahead. You know? But anyway, I hope this is helpful. I look forward to seeing your comments below if you have any, you know, any advice for the person who asked it. Yeah, and I want to thank one of the live chat folks here. Vix Anderton wrote that I now use a term, tender discipline, which I first heard from Jocelyn K. Glee, and I do credit her in a blog post I wrote about interpretation of what that means. And then Eric Klein says, the key is that you have an interpretation, which allows you over time to own those words because you have used them as seeds to grow a world of meaning. That's really great. And so, you know, I do think that's true. It's like, if you can, if they're open to it, or if they're an influencer that probably, you know, is too busy to even care about someone else using the term. If, especially if it's not like, you know, trademarked or copyright or registered mark or something like that, if it's not like that, then they probably are okay with it. Especially like the larger they are, the more they don't care if, you know, others are using it. Then credit them and thank them. And then you don't have to credit them every single time. You know, you just like Vix did, wrote a blog post, and then just move on, and then just integrate that those words into your system, and then let it evolve from there. So I hope this is helpful. Thanks.